All right, I've had enough time. Oh man, Bob Costas has announced he's retiring from play-by-play.
Are you okay?
I mean, I hope Yankees fans are okay. First, they lose the World Series in the most humiliating way possible. Ah, that idiot made all the headlines. He sparked your run. Then you lose game five. You're up 5-0.
5-0.
And that's Aaron Judge. Whoops. Then it's Garrett Cole. Where's first base? I don't know how to cover first base. Then Freddie Freeman gives it right back to you. Now today you lost the one Yankee fan in media. The one guy. Oh, not a Yankee fan. Bull. Like the guy who honestly, his snuff film was calling a Yankee playoff game so he could talk about the history of the Yankees. Now Bob Costas is history himself. Because he's retiring. I had to add that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying
important
to kill him.
Distinction. Mm-mm. Yeah, important it's distinction.
Just thoughts and prayers to Yankees fans, except that one idiot. The Fred Flintstone looking mother. You know what I mean. Thoughts on this, Danny? Yeah, give us your take on Bob Costas.
I mean, it feels like he stopped doing play-by-play a while ago, and now he just retired today.
Yeah.
I like hearing old highlights of Bob Costas. Like, I think he was really good once upon a time, but I think that time passed a while ago. I don't like watching play-by-play guys that very clearly don't have their fastball. It was difficult the last couple of years of Marv Albert doing NBA games to listen to. It just was not what I grew up Marv Albert being. And Bob Costas entered that territory a while ago, and he stayed in that territory for probably too long.
I'm deciding how much of my fastball I want to put on display here. And I think Bob Costas, his career deserves to be celebrated.
Yes.
And the breadth of his career is, I mean, the amount of sports events, the fact that he's been tied to so, and he wasn't just a play-by-play guy. He was a sports commentator, and he was at the front of that. He also has birthed generations of phony-ass media members who say things like, well, I'm objective. I don't have a dog in the fight. And the reality is, nobody's purely objective. We all have biases. And in sports, more so than anything, we all have teams we like. We all have players we like. And this it has been probably 3 or 4 generations of people who are wildly full of crap because Bob was full of crap first. I always thought his analysis of sports was devoid of anything interesting. It was always boiled down to the obvious. It was always unemotional, which doesn't really reach me. But even when it comes to logic, okay, yeah, you said the thing that everybody can clearly say. That's not a skill to me, right? Like, not having opinions and feigning objectivity is not interesting to me. So, like, quite frankly, he is an immense talent. He has a huge, huge, huge footprint on the last 50 years of sports. And I do not care that he's retiring. Because even as a kid, if Bob Costas came on the TV, oh, okay. Because he's everything that sports isn't about to me. It's fake, it's not interesting, and it's boiled down to derivative, easily digestible points that anybody could make. All in the name of, you know, I'm objective, right? Okay, it's crap. It has no interest to me. And it honestly is, and I promise you I'm not saying this because you're sitting across from me, the podcasts I truly hate.
Oh, thank you.
Are the ones who do the same thing. Like, it's okay, personality is not your enemy. If your personality is a pedantic D, I'm sorry, I'm out. Was that...
Do you feel better?
Should I have taken a few miles an hour off the fastball?
No,
there?
No.
All right.
No. Like, I thought that was a strike.
Like, okay, I
that was a good pitch.
Like, it was probably mean, but like, I just...
You're not paid to be nice.
Well, like, okay. The celebrating of guys who've really... Their contribution was, well, they were there. And they'll tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. You survived in 50 years. Here's your gold watch. See ya. Although at the same point, I also am so glad Skip Bayless isn't anyone anymore either. Now.
What did Bob Costas do to cross you?
The meanest thing I could say is also the most obvious. which would be exist. And I don't mean that in the literal sense. I really don't. Because that's, I'm not, what I mean is be who he is at every turn at sporting events that I don't think added anything interesting while getting paid a lot of money and sure propping himself up to be somebody. Okay, that was mean. Okay, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Danny.
I just wanted to know.
All right, I was good with the fastball, and then you brought me there.
Well, you got to bring curveball, too.
But thoughts and prayers to Yankees fans. Can I just, because we're going to, well, we now have to get back to the stare go, but we're kind of up again. Yeah, no, we'll do stare go in a minute here. One more time. Ha, 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 ha. The Yankees suck. Ha, 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 ha. You can't win championships anymore. Ha, 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 ha. The Yankees mystique is dead. Sucks to be you, losers. See you next February. Now, back to Stergo with the Browns. I mean, if I'm going to be mean, I might as well rip the Band-Aid off. Now, getting back to the names here. We've gone through what I think are the obvious names. Za'Darius Smith, Greg Newsom, Elijah Moore, Jameis Winston. There's some other guys that we could talk about, but Joe Batonio. Like, I don't think anybody's going to be like, hey, guys, Shelby Harris, Stergo. He must stay.
Yes.
He must. I will not part with one-third of We Are the Harrises. Let's get to the tough names.
Let's do it.
Wyatt Teller. Ooh, that was a very nice sigh. Thank I like you. Where we started this.
I've been working on my sigh. I think that it's a little connected to the Joel Batonio decision, too.
Yeah.
If Joel Batonio wants to stay, then Wyatt Teller, I'm open for business. Then I think it can be go. Now, I'm not selling low on Wyatt Teller. Going to need a good price back, but I'm good with go there. As long as Joel Batonio is staying and committing to playing football for the Browns next year.
Mm-hmm.
If those things don't happen, Wyatt Teller has to stay.
I don't even understand why we're having a conversation about Wyatt Teller.
Because you brought him up.
I brought him up. That's but I why. Mean, we've had this conversation since Wyatt signed his contract extension like 3 years ago. I know he's 30. And I know with offensive linemen, once you hit 30, you start to get kind of picky and choosy with how long they stay around. Wyatt's also had a couple injuries the last couple years. I also know you drafted Zach Zinter, which changes the conversation for some people. Wyatt does so many things right, including his relationship with his teammates and his relationship with the fans in the media. I don't see a third-round pick meaning more to me to the Browns than Wyatt Teller.
That's fair.
Even a second-round pick, which is when you start to get second-round picks, like the value increases exponentially.
I don't think you're getting a second-round pick for a guard.
I would agree. And so it is a stay for me. Even if Joel stays, even if that means Zinter stays on the bench one more year.
Okay.
David Njoku.
Stay. I really believe that he's, especially with how young he came into the league, and I think that matters here because he's on, what, his third contract? Second, whatever. But he's been in the league for a long time, and he's still a young player. I think that he has developed very nicely into one of the best tight ends in football, and I think he is a guy that should be on this Browns team the next time they're a playoff team, the next time they're winning playoff games, hopefully plural. And he is somebody that I could see being a member of the Browns for his entire career. Stay.
A lot of the things they said about Wyatt extend to Njoku. There's one difference between Wyatt and Njoku, and that is positional value. And I do not think this is happening, but if somebody came to you and said, I'll give you a first rounder for David Njoku.
You do it.
I would really, 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 really think about it, given his age, given the wear and tear, given some of the injuries. I don't think they will. I don't even think, by the way, like with the Newsom thing, we're like, well, early fourth rounder, you know, late third rounder. I don't even know, like pick 35 is what I need. But if somebody came with a first rounder, I'd really have to seriously consider it.
Yeah.
JOK.
Stay.
Absolutely. He, there's no price.
Absolutely. He, especially just signing a contract extension, I don't know. You know, I'm not an NFL cap guy. I don't understand all the intricacies of it, but I would assume that because he just signed an extension, if they were to trade him, it would bring a ton of dead cap money that would really make the Browns' financial situation worse than it is going to be, considering who the quarterback on the books is. But I think that he has become arguably the second best player on this defense, at worst the third best player on this defense. He signed up to be here for a long time. I think he should be here for a long time. I'm not entertaining offers on him.
Myles Garrett.
There's a price, but it's very hefty. It's stay because no one's going to meet that price. But if you get a call from a team that says, hey, we'll give you three ones and a two, you can't say no to that.
My price is the Herschel Walker trade and not a penny less. Actually, no. My price is whatever the cost it is to trade up for a young quarterback in the draft, which is three firsts, multiple other, and maybe a young player or two. That's my price. Nobody's going to do that.
No. No one is going to trade for Myles Garrett.
And by the way,
there is a price.
Even if they do it, I don't know I'd do it. But I at least think about it at an exorbitant price.
I don't think you think about it until you get to three first-round picks.
I think it was Toby Keith that once sang, don't think, I don't think about it.
I don't know.
And now you sang it.
I've not ever heard that song.
Stay or go with the Cleveland Browns.
Stay.
Speaking. Well, no, the Browns are going to go to Brook Park, though.
Oh, but like Northeast Ohio, stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm getting
at. Unless you don't consider Brook Park part of Northeast Ohio.
It's on the edge.
Which some completely phony politicians don't. Now, when we come back.
It's on the edge.
It's been a minute since I've accosted Danny.
Oh.
It's time again on 92.3 cool. The Fan.